Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, the sorghum industry is seeing some exponential growth this year. Senior Farm and Ranch Director Ron Hayes had the opportunity to speak with Norma Ritz Johnson with the United Sorghum Checkoff. So this has been a tough year for sorghum producers.
Yeah, it's been an absolutely tough year. We absolutely have seen a dramatic decrease in yield. In fact, we're, according to what USDA has pegged in their most recent report, that is 43 bushels per acre, which is just incredibly low. I think it's, I believe it's a low that we've hit since 1964. And so that's how tough it's been out there. It's just, you know, every crop has been affected. Sorghum generally doesn't require a lot of water, and that's why it's generally planted in some of our more water-limited areas. And so naturally, those are the ones that are going to suffer first, and maybe even longest in a drought situation. And so that,
of course, lower yields and production impact resources for the sorghum checkoff program.
So that's really where we kind of get those lower yields. It still will produce in some of those regions where really not other crops may not produce at all. So hearing a lot of reports of various yields anywhere from, you know, the teens. And then there's some spots that got the rain at just the right time. That's the thing about sorghum is it'll wait. It'll wait for, you know, for only so long. But if you can get a well-timed rain, then that means the world for a sorghum crop.
The Sorghum Checkoff is investing in research, Johnson said, that is aimed at solving sorghum production challenges. Well, the FAO Food Price Index averaged 135.7 points in November, virtually unchanged from October. The index offered month-on-month decreases in the price indices for cereals, dairy, and meat, nearly offsetting increases in vegetable oils and sugar. At this level, the index stood only marginally above, that's about 0.3% of its corresponding value in November of 2021. The cereal price index averaged 150.4 points in November, down 1.9 points from October, but still 6.3% above its year-ago value. Oil index price averaged 154.7 points, up 3.4, after declining for seven consecutive months. Dairy price increase averaged 137.5, down 1.7, but still remained 9.2% above its value a year ago. Meat price index averaged 117.1 points, down 1.1 point from October, but 4.1% above its value a year ago. And then finally, the sugar price index averaged around 114.3 points in November, which is up 5.7 points from October. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to OKMediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.